Come on, Dave. It's time to talk. Come on, Dave. Another movie from the 80s? Come on, Dave.
Do you think, I'm not looking at our list. Do you think our list is 80s heavy?
Actually, I don't know.
I mean, I think it might be.
I definitely look at the list and I'm like, all right, this is created by dudes in their 40s.
Yeah.
And it's not like a, okay, Aliens, that's the 80s. Blade Runner, 80s. Clerks is 90s.
Yeah.
Escape from New York, 80s.
80s, yeah.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
80s. Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road, no.
Might as well be, though.
No. RoboCop, Total Recall, 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty 80s heavy.
It is pretty 80s heavy. yeah. I guess that's what you get when you have a bunch of middle-aged white guys picking your playlist. So this is one of those movies that I had. So this one, like Escape from New York, I did not watch until we came up with this list.
Wait.
Yeah.
You hadn't watched Escape from New York yet?
No, I'm pretty sure we talked about that during the episode.
We probably did, but we recorded it like two years ago.
Yeah. I get
Escape from New York confused with Big Trouble in Little China, because that you've watched a thousand times. I mean, the only reason why that's not on this list is because you forced me to watch it way earlier.
Yeah. So this one is like I don't have that nostalgia for it. I was aware of RoboCop. I'd probably seen clips of it, you know, seen little bits and pieces of it here and there.
Oh man.
You know, it was a cultural phenomenon.
Well, I was going to say, like, I feel like I grew up saturated in RoboCop-ness because, mm-hmm. like, the arcade. Yeah. I loved the arcade. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I played that arcade so much. The first one. I owned RoboCop 2, the arcade. It was in my college dorm room for almost all of college until I switched out to NBA Jam.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, I had RoboCop 2, the arcade game for a long time. I was allowed to watch RoboCop 3 eventually because that one is PG-13.
Wow.
Like we were talking about earlier about taming movies as the sequels go.
Yeah, stay tuned for that conversation.
Yeah, RoboCop 1 was rated R. So that was a hard no in my house.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been a hard... we've established that I was raised by wolves. So I'm sure RoboCop was on... in a room where I was located when I was a child, but I never actively watched it.
All right.
So you and I are both kind of coming in somewhat fresh to this. Yeah. You more fresh, because I think I watched it like a year or so ago.
I feel like we watched it together. I watched it in your living room upstairs, I think.
Okay. Then we did, yeah. Because I remember watching it in the living room. I was so engrossed in it that I forgot you were there.
Well, right away, like, not right away,
this
but...
This is what happens when we just forget to record these over the span of several months.
Who knows? Maybe we recorded this episode already.
Maybe we did. I'll find it on my hard drive.
Yeah.
Okay, remind me. What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was fine. Like, it's a good 80s action movie.
Yeah.
Like, if I was going to compile a list of movies that people should see that maybe they missed out on, it wouldn't be in my list.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what that person's looking for.
That's true.
I feel like even though I'm kind of a child of the 80s and 90s, I grew up in that like kind of, I teeter, you know, between those two decades.
Yeah.
I still feel like there are a handful of movies from the 80s that I missed and I need to go back and see. And I feel like this was
me
a blind
too.
Spot. Like and Predator, I had not seen the original Predator until
within the last couple of years.
Yeah, until the last couple of years, I had not seen that. So there are a handful, and I love those movies. Like I love, RoboCop, Predator, Escape from New York. I love mm-hmm. that vibe of the movie.
Oh yeah, it's a great vibe.
Predator 2.
Oh yeah, I saw. I liked Predator 2.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Danny Glover.
And I know that this one is completely out of left field, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Gosh, we watched that together for
Did we watch 2?
Yeah, for like one of the Shocktober
things.
Oh,
that's right.
I was like, what do you force me to watch?
I love it so much because they all have like that same vibe, that same really like, this should not be a movie.
And like weirdly gratuitous, like explosions or people getting shot in the dick, like in RoboCop.
Yeah.
I had heard about people talking about that so much. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's kind of graphic. Like,
yeah.
It's like his crotch just explodes.
And I like that. I get that. So Escape from New York and Predator and Texas Chainsaw, all of these kind of turned into franchises and whatnot. Especially since Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 was a sequel.
Yeah.
But I just like that they were their own like universe, you know, like it was his own like standalone thing to start with.
What was the Super Nintendo game? Was it RoboCop versus Terminator or RoboCop versus
I don't know, I'll look it up.
Predator?
I'll look it up.
I feel like it was RoboCop versus Terminator, and then there was also
there's both. There's RoboCop versus Terminator versus Predator and versus Judge Dredd.
All three of those games?
I don't know if they're games. Let's find
out. I was going to say, are they for the Super Nintendo or what?
I don't know. Versus Terminator is a run and gun game for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I played a ton of that one.
Yeah. I don't know about the other ones, though. So this movie is supposedly, you know, a commentary on this or that. Do you think anybody got that subtext back in the day, or they were just like, oh my God, he shot someone in the dick. Isn't that great?
I have no idea.
Like, you know, when we talked about this movie, as people were on the Discord chat were recommending it, they were like, oh, it's just such a brilliant commentary on the, you know, it's a satire on the state of this or that in the 80s. And I'm like, okay, maybe it was, but did anybody realize that other than the person who wrote it?
That's a little bit of a retcon thing where it's like, maybe. Oh, yeah, it was total satire on that. I'm like, really? I think some guy was like, let's shoot him in the dick.
Yeah, right? I'd buy that for a dollar. And I get, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Get this. He dies in the line of duty, and then we turn him into a RoboCop.
And yes, the I'd buy that for a dollar thing, that's very obviously like satire. But I just don't know that anybody, I think it's at least in today's day and age, we've established that people are stupid. And I think that flew right over probably the general public's.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like it's super fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's gratuitous, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's super fun.
Yeah.
Violent as hell.
Yes. Is the climax part when he doesn't fight the giant robot, right? Or does he?
It's been like 2 years since we watched this. I can't Google RoboCop climax, Dave, and find the answer.
Just do it.
Hold on.
It's your home computer, right?
Hold on. No, we're on Wikipedia. It tells us what it is.
I remember the boardroom scene, somebody shooting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the main, like, you know, corporate bad guy, you know, he takes it in the dick. Not literally, but, the old man, right? That's what he's called. The old man, the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it all winds up with the showdown in the corporate, you know, in his office.
And, yeah.
This was the first time that I saw Kurtwood Smith, or that I remember seeing Kurtwood Smith, other than he was in like Star Trek for a while too. Kurtwood Smith. He's the dad from that 70s show. You know, I'll put my foot in your ass. He's Red Foreman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I do remember seeing Kurtwood Smith in this movie in like the little clips that I saw. The other guy who's in it, who's an 80s action movie staple, is Miguel Ferrer. I'm going to show you his picture.
Yeah.
If I can turn this without losing our whole recording. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Miguel Ferrer. Yeah. He was in all those 80s movies.
Like, yes.
That guy's legendary. Legendary 80s actor.
Not always a bad one.
A bad guy?
Yeah.
No, not always, but often.
Oh, yeah.
Often.
Yeah.
What else was he known for? RoboCop, Hot Shots Part 2.
Never seen that.
Oh, that's right. He was in Twin Peaks. He was very funny in
You know
Twin
what?
Peaks.
I was thinking I should go back and finish Twin Peaks and watch the revival.
Let's talk about that, although it has nothing to do with what we're
like,
talking about now.
Something, I was driving in the car one day, and I was like, man, I want to feel messed up. let's watch Twin Peaks.
So have you never finished Twin Peaks?
No, after they solve the murder and they go to the Jack, one-eyed Jacks or whatever, plays a big role, I quit.
It goes off the rails after the murder's solved.
Yeah, because he's kind of like, well, screw you guys. You made me solve this murder way early. I'm going to make some wacky stuff and get canceled.
The second season finale is actually pretty good.
Oh, all right.
It kind of comes back to the David Lynch stuff.
Oh.
The revival, Dave, is a head trip. Because it's not what anybody wanted.
Oh.
Yeah,
of course.
It's not.
That doesn't sound like David Lynch at all.
And there's one episode that's basically an acid trip. Like,
okay.
It's like you're watching a screensaver from the 90s. With hardcore techno music going for 45 minutes. And you're like, am I supposed to be high right now? Did Showtime forget to send me the package of acid that I needed to watch this movie or this show?
You're not selling me on that.
It's a challenging watch, Revival, the Twin Peaks Returns or whatever it's called. It is a challenging watch. Right. It is trippier than the most trippy Twin Peaks episodes from the original series.
Maybe I'll save some time later in life to watch that, but not right now.
There's some good shit. And I think it's worth watching. I think it's like, it's really cool. It's just like, holy cow, this is not what I was expecting. I was expecting some wacky Agent Cooper shenanigans, and it's not that. It's not that at all. Right. It's a lot of Laura Dern, which is cool. I like her. Yeah. You know? But anyway, back to RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop. So I would say yes. Okay. Would it make my top 12 movies that I should have watched by now? No.
Yeah, probably.
Do I feel like it's a movie that I should have watched by now? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
sure.
I was born in 1982.
Yeah.
So, I was pretty young in the 80s.
Yeah, I think even if my parents had, and we've established that they were wolves.
they were wolves.
If my parents would have shown me RoboCop at age 5, that would have been pretty messed up.
No, is that when it came out in 1987?
Yeah. I was 11 when it came out, you know.
Yeah.
I was wizened and hardened to the ways of the world.
Like, I wouldn't show my son RoboCop right now. I don't think he's 12.
No. I would show my 13-year-old son RoboCop because I'm a horrible parent, and he's
raised by wolves.
And he has just seen stuff that I'm like, wait, when did you watch that? He's like, oh, I watched that like 2 years ago. And I'm like, you were 7 2 years ago.
I was talking to somebody about that recently because I was like, John is a good example. Like, he doesn't have restrictions on his kids for screen time or like what they're allowed to consume. They're fine.
Are they? Like, I don't know. Like I don't know that that's a good thing. Like, it's
different strokes for different folks.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, frankly, there have been things that Zach specifically has told me that he's watched where I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck? He watched the Dahmer series on Netflix.
Oh, geez.
Do you know how fucked up that series is?
No, because I haven't watched it because I'm too scared.
I'm 47 years old, and it disturbed the shit out of me. And when he was like, yeah, you guys been watching Dahmer? And we're like, yeah, why? And he's like, yeah, how far are you? And we're like, I don't know, episode 7. He's like, oh, I just finished it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. There has been some things where Max, it's not, it's, I don't know. We've had this conversation because it's like, when I was 12, I was like super into cartoons. Yeah, like Fraggle Rock was still my favorite show. Probably still is one of my favorite. I mean, it is for sure one of my favorite shows still. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't getting nuts with what I was watching. And like Max is like really wanting to push the limit all the time and what he watches. And I'm like, let's pull it back, bud.
So it's like you're 12.
It's just they're growing up so fast, John.
They are. It brings a tear to my eye.
Anyway, RoboCop.
RoboCop, yeah. Don't show your kids. Be a better parent than I am.
No, I'd watch the second one, though.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I will watch it at some point.
I think Fineri told us that the second one's still pretty good.
It'll connect the dots with the arcade game that I've beaten 100 times.
All right. Well, there it is. Play us out, Dave. Play us out.
Come on, Dave. You finally watched it. Come on, Dave. What did you think? Come on, Dave.